Good afternoon and welcome to the Midday News for today, Thursday, December 24. I am your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, $72,000 reportedly stolen from Greens Wholesale in Lubia, one man helping police investigations. Human rights group wants an amnesty period on documented migrants in the Bahamas to voluntarily repatriate. And Afghanistan officials say Taliban commander and 50 fighters killed in overnight fights in Sanjan in Helmand province. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited. The details of these and more stories coming up.
Is doing it again. The countdown is on. Beat the clock in time for the new year. Monday 28th to Thursday 31st with amazing deals and unbeatable savings. From 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pick your own discount. From 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's 20% on selected items, cash or credit purchases. And from 3 p.m. until it's BOGO. Buy any item from a selected list and get a second of equal or lesser value at half price. So, come on down to Quartz, Monday, December 28th to Thursday, 31st. Meet the clock. In time for the new year. Only at Quartz. Quartz, bringing value home. Conditions apply. See in-store for details.
One man is assisting the police with investigations into a burglary which took place at Paul Green's Wholesale in Lubia this week. Police confirm that an amount of $72,000 was stolen during that burglary.
We have responded to a report of burglary at Mr. Paul Green's place in Lubia. An amount of $72,000, you see, was stolen during that burglary. The police does have someone in custody at present who is assisting our investigations. The investigations are in progress.
$300,000 has been approved to assist fishermen affected by the passage of Tropical Storm Erica. That's the word from Fisheries Minister Johnson Drygo. He told the press conference Monday that the funds have been approved by government. According to Drygo, the distribution commenced this week.
This week, we will be assisting our fishers, fisher folks. Government has approved $300,000 to assist fishermen who were affected by Tropical Storm Erica, our hope is that before the week is over, we can start paying this contribution to some of these farmers to get them back into the waters.
The Inter-American Institute for Cooperation on Agriculture have stepped in to ensure that the Women in Action group in Delis bounce back following Tropical Storm Erica. This week, ICA donated over $16,000 worth of pesticides, seeds, and fertilizers, among others, to that organization. The group, which has been involved in the production of Tolama, is seeking to get back on its feet. The ICA headquarters, as a result, coordinated a fundraising drive among its members through voluntary contribution by staff members in support of the agricultural group. ICA's local technical specialist, Ken Coppell, says the funds collected was used to purchase the necessary items needed to get the women back to producing Tolama.
Since the passage of Tropical Storm Erica, we all know the devastation that the storm did, both in terms of our lives, our livelihood, and very interestingly, the agricultural sector. So we have joined the rest in making a contribution towards the restoration. However, we need to recognize ICA is not a humanitarian aid agency, but headquarters for raising funds among the ICA staff throughout the hemisphere. We were able to raise some resources to put towards helping the Tolama Women in Action Group in restoring the activity as it relates to livelihood. We raised just over $16,000 and we put it towards the purchase of inputs to include fertilizers, seeds, a small piece of machinery, this is a mist blower, pesticides to help persons get back as quickly as possible in the production of their livelihood. We know that Tolama is a critical, very important crop to the area, but we also know that people do their backyard gardens in terms of vegetables, so we try to deal with both.
Meantime, Parliamentary Representative for Dalis, Peter Seja, says agriculture still remains one of the key pillars in the country's development. He says organizations like the Dalis Women's in Action Group should continue in their venture to develop the sector.
I say this because agriculture still remains one of the key pillars for our nation's development. But importantly, agro-processing must be viewed seriously by all those involved in the agriculture industry. And that is why I believe that the Dalis Toloma Women in Action has taken this thing one notch further. I want to really thank AICA for recognizing the industry of this group of women. I want to thank the Dominican National Council of Women for working with this group. And let me say thanks to you for the recognition that this group of women has truly taken the issue of sustenance of their families seriously. And I can only wish that you will continue for many more decades.
President of the Dominican National Council on Women, Vanya David, says the contribution is very timely.
We at the Dominican National Council of Women were thrilled when we got the response from AICA Dominica to say that the family of AICA in the region have responded positively to assisting the Toloma Women in Action. And so today, I am very grateful to see a few members here with us. The Toloma Women in Action have been around, struggling for at least 7 years. And this year, they have been either directly or indirectly affected, their water, their farms, and otherwise. So I am pleased to see that AICA, in its rapid response, have come forward and assisted us in getting the women some inputs to get them back on their feet.
Government promises to make some tough decisions where the indiscriminate dumping of garbage in and around Dominica is concerned. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt says he is displeased about garbage around the island and he will lead the charge towards the restoration and beautification of Dominica. He says Dominicans are not showing sufficient pride in their environment.
I'm telling you, we're going to take tough decisions on those of you who believe that you cannot dump things, you know, and it's, everybody has to play their part. Because everybody is blaming the only government to keep the place clean, the government to keep the solid waste. There's so much solid waste can do. And we can't rely on solid waste to come pick up everybody's garbage that they've dumped. And the government has to now pay people, you know, these huge sums to go on and pick up paper after us. The context or the background for this is that there are too many eyesores in Dominica. You know, there are too many eyesores in Dominica. And we have to address those eyesores. And I think, you know, there's too much talking and consultation and what you should do and all these meetings to discuss the environment. I think the time has come for action. You know, and we have to take action if we're to preserve our name as the nature isle of the world. I still believe we are. But the point is, we are, as a country, as a people, we're not showing sufficient regard for the environment. And for the beauty and for the cleanliness of our country. We have to have a sense of pride in ourselves and in our country and our community. And, you know, we have to have a sense of pride.
The Prime Minister did not indicate what form of action would be taken, but he did say it will be tough.
But I believe there has to be a change of our attitude towards our people and ourselves. So there will be some very strong actions taken. And I hope those who are calling the government to take action about the littering and the untidy nature of the city, that when the government pronounces on the action that will be taken, that the same people will not say that the government is too harsh, the government is too stringent on its actions. Because I believe strong action must be taken. The city is untidy because we are causing the city to be untidy. Every person in the city who comes and lives in the city has a responsibility. And I keep making reference to my own village of Vegas, where we are exemplar in terms of keeping our village clean and beautiful.
Still on the local scene, the Dominica Council on Aging, DCOA, advises that it is exploring the possibilities of implementing an alert system for the elderly, especially those who live alone. The DCOA says a system geared towards protecting the country's elderly citizens is definitely on the cards. The decision comes on the heels of a sexual assault of an 87-year-old woman in Wesley last week.
The Council on Aging has previously been pursuing an alert system, a type of system that's an early warning system or alert system that would give elderly persons and older persons the opportunity to be able to press a button and alert a neighbor, a police station or somebody if something is affecting them at the time. It is similar to two systems you see maybe on television in other more developed countries. We are looking at something that would be very simple for people to operate and something that they could wear maybe around their neck and just at the press of a button, it would alert somebody as to the fact that something is happening to them. It may be like a medical emergency or any other incident that is occurring at the time. They would be able to reach someone. So this is what we are actively pursuing. We had started, but it looks like we have to start the negotiations all over again, especially in light of what has occurred.
President of the Dominica Council on Aging, Azette Matusa. General Secretary of the Dominica Public Service Union, DPSU, Thomas Leta, says this Christmas season should be the beginning of a life where a person should not cease to love, forgive, and share, particularly so following Tropical Storm Erica. In his 2015 Christmas message, Leta says, in celebrating the birth of Christ, we must be mindful of his many great teachings. He called on Dominicans to give not only during the Christmas season. Later says any form of kindness bestowed during the season should be continued beyond the Christmas celebrations.
To only give at Christmas when we could have reached out to our less fortunate brothers and sisters on other occasions but did not do so is not good enough. Did we clothe the naked when they needed us? Were the hungry fed when their tummies ached? Did we provide shelter to those who were exposed to the elements? Have we built a vocation of visiting the sick and bedridden, or do we always wait for this season every year to do so? Whatever form of kindness we are bestowing this season, we should continue to do so beyond the Christmas celebrations. Our Lord, whose birth we celebrate, has promised that he will be with us through good times and bad times. His blessings are not just for one day. Even when we stray from his path, he does not abandon us. Let this Christmas, which comes on the hills of Tropical Storm Erica, be for many of us the beginning of a life in which we will not cease to love, to forgive, and to share with our fellow citizens. On behalf of the entire Dominica Public Service Union's family, I wish all Dominicans a merry and spiritual Christmas and health and prosperity for the new year.
Parliamentary representative for the Lap Lane constituency, Peter Seja, has hinted that the $1.2 million bridge at the Buitica Gorge will be completed by the end of this week. This bridge has been under construction for several weeks. It is being erected to provide access to residents in the Delis and Buitica communities, which were cut off from the rest of the island since the passage of Tropical Storm Erica on August 27, after the bridge at the Buitica Gorge was washed away.
And for recognizing that following the passage of Tropical Storm Erica, that Delis, the communities of Delis Buitica, were really adversely impacted to the extent that while we speak here, they still had to go down the gorge to get into Rosu. Although thankfully by the end of this week, this will be a thing of the past.
And MP for the Salisbury constituency, Hector John, is extending thanks to families in the diaspora who are sending goods and financial support to persons living in Dominica. He says the residents of Salisbury are grateful to their families for the assistance. John added that many of his constituents told him if they had not received the aid from their families abroad, this Christmas would be terrible as Dominica's economy is damaged, stagnant, and unproductive.
That's around the country. You look at it and meet people on the street, and they'll tell you nothing. They have sold nothing. They have nothing for Christmas. But I just tell them you have life, and thank God for life, and you can move into the new year and see how you can make changes that will better your life and the life of your family. And that is what is important. A lot of people, they're struggling. Our people are struggling. If you go, had a chance to go to the port, you will see the amount of barrels and boxes and everything coming in. We have to thank our families overseas for at least bringing putting a smile on the faces of our people back home. The remittances that they send, the barrels, the boxes, they send, we welcome it because a lot of people needed at least that to help them during the Christmas season.
In other news this afternoon, a local human rights group calls for an amnesty period in which undocumented migrants in the Bahamas without legal status can voluntarily repatriate before immigration officials proceed with a fair and humane immigration enforcement law. Vice President of the Grand Bahama Human Rights Association, Joe Darville, said this amnesty period could be facilitated through cooperation between human rights advocates and immigration authorities. He added a comprehensive archipelago-wide public information program would be a critical supporting measure. And a local Taliban commander and 50 fighters have been killed in overnight fighting in Sanjin in Helmand province, the Afghan Interior Ministry said. Afghan forces have been trying to recapture the area from the Taliban, who claim to control the district. Afghan officials said they retook key buildings in a counterattack while the U.S. carried out airstrikes. And that's the midday news, but first a recap of our headlines. $72,000 reportedly stolen from Greens Wholesale in Lubia. One man is helping police investigations. Human rights amnesty group period undocumented migrants in the Bahamas to voluntarily repatriate. And Afghanistan officials say Taliban commander and 50 fighters killed in overnight fights. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited. Remember, if you missed any of our news packages this week, log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the entire Q95 news team, I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.